change the state's constitution, or elect new state Supreme Court justices. Those are the choices Republican lawmakers in Montana are eyeing now that the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision leaves abortion policy up to states. Abortion is legal in Montana, but reigning politics are fervently opposed to it. Shaylee Rager with Montana Public Radio reports.
Louder! I want it three times louder!
Vice Chair of the Montana Republican Party, Lola Sheldon Galloway, led a rallying cry at the end of a banquet to kick off the state party convention. The Republican delegates to the convention are chanting the names of two candidates running for seats on the Montana Supreme Court. Sitting Justice Jim Rice and Attorney James Brown are seen as conservative candidates, although the election is nonpartisan. Here's State GOP Chairman Don Kultschmidt.
We don't forget about James Brown, elected to the Montana Supreme Court.
There's a list of reasons Montana Republicans are laser-focused on the judiciary. At the top is to ban abortion. That's because in 1999, the state Supreme Court said Montana's constitutional right to privacy protects access to abortion here. Republicans are looking for a way around that precedent, known as the Armstrong decision.
So at this point, we basically have two paths forward.
Jeff Laszloffy, a well-known conservative lobbyist, sent this audio update to conservative radio stations across the state.
We can either amend the Montana Constitution to ban abortion, or we can replace enough justices on the Montana Supreme Court to overturn the Armstrong decision.
In 2020, Republicans won all statewide elected offices and gained 10 seats in the state legislature. The state Supreme Court is the party's last territory to conquer. One Democrat who's advocated for abortion access since the 1960s is State Senator Diane Sands.
This is not a problem that the federal government can solve.
She recently visited the White House for a roundtable with Vice President Kamala Harris and highlighted Republican legislation passed last year. It gave Montana's governor unilateral power to appoint judges to vacant positions in between elections. That was previously the job of an independent commission.
In the long game, these forces in Montana are going after the Montana Constitution because they know it is the sole barrier to achieving their goal to making abortion illegal.
Montana Democrats are putting their weight behind incumbent State Justice Ingrid Gustafson, who faces James Brown in the general election. Democrats in Montana want to protect the Armstrong ruling, which isn't necessarily set in stone. In Iowa, in 2018, for instance, the state Supreme Court overturned a precedent protecting abortion. Since Dobbs, state abortion law has already been put before state Supreme Courts in Utah, Michigan, Louisiana, and Arizona, among others. Douglas Keith is counsel at the Brennan Center's democracy program focused on the courts.
For lots of us, the importance of state Supreme Courts is really just coming into focus.
But that focus on state Supreme Courts, Keith says, has actually been growing since the 1980s. It's just become more widespread and spendy.
In 1999, around seven states had judges who'd run in a million-dollar race. But by 2016, 20 states had a judge who'd run in a million-dollar race.
Those numbers are adjusted for inflation. This year, more than 30 states will hold elections for 86 seats on state Supreme Courts. For NPR News, I'm Shaylee Rager in Helena, Montana.